الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson, we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that there is no compulsion in deen. We do not force, we do not compel any infidel, any kafir to accept the faith of Islam. Why? Because the signs and the proofs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are already clear, they are already evident and manifest, and a kafir could see that for himself. And we as Muslims have read that also from plenty verses in the Quran, like Ayatul Kursi, the Kursi that came even before that verse. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains to us, Allah makes mention of an incident here, and in this incident we will see that some kuffar, with some infidels, with some heathens, we see that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them some honor and respect in the dunya, we see that these people have taken advantage of that, and they, despite seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Allah or the signs of the oneness of Allah, they still disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the incident that we are going to read here now is an incident about Numrud. Numrud was the emperor of Babylon, and Babylon was basically a city that was found in Al-Jazeera, which was known as Mesopotamia, and today the ruins of that city lies in our modern day Iraq, is what we know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this Numrud, who had an argument, who had a debate with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And we see in this debate, what happens here is, he, despite him understanding or despite him seeing or learning from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the truth regarding the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he still rejects or he still disdains to believe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ. Then listen, O you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, do you not know, do you not see, do you not know the story about the one who had argued and had debated Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to his Lord? In other words, he debated Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to the ayat, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that indicate to his oneness. Why did he argue with Ibrahim? An atahu Allahul mulk. Because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him kingship. So he was the ruler, he was the emperor of his time. So because of that, Numrud, he's supposed to be showing gratitude, he's supposed to be appreciating that ni'mah from the side of Allah by bringing iman in Allah. But what did Numrud do? Numrud disdained to believe because of his arrogance and his pride, and he disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the argument all about? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Numrud, see, رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ, that it is my Allah who gives life, it is my Allah who gives death. But look what Numrud says, قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتِ. Listen, I give life and I give death. And what did he then do? He brought two people in front of him, and then he killed one person in front of him, and he said, see, I give this person death. And with regards to the other person, he spared that person's life. He says, see, this person, I now give life because I spared this person's life. So it was very, very foolish of him. It was absurd behavior. Ibrahim alayhi wasalam then tells Numrud, okay, if that's what you say, let me show you, let me counter-attack that baseless argument of yours by giving you another proof to show you the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his oneness. Ibrahim says, قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the sun from the east. We know the sun rises from the east and then sets in the west. But today I want you to bring it, I want you to rise from the west. فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. Can you bring the sun from the west? So Allah says, فَبُوهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. Now of course, Numrud could not do such a thing. So Allah says, Numrud, Allah explicitly mentions his kufr here in this verse. That even after seeing this, he still disbelieved in Allah. Allah says, that being, that person who has disbelieved in Allah, referring to Numrud, فَبُوهِتَ, he was then dumbfounded. And Allah says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not guide the wrongdoers or the oppressive nation. From here we understand that when we look at these verses, we should ponder and we should take heed and we should realize the greatness of the and the signs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every single thing indicate to the oneness of Allah, as the poet mentions, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. Each and every single thing around us indicates to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our only one ilah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ